Welcome to another deep dive on Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, brought to you by Harley Miller, one of Vietnam's leading law firms. You know, today we are diving deep into something really getting a lot of attention these days, Vietnam's laws around cross-border e-commerce.
Yes.
So if you are a business and you're thinking about tapping into Vietnam's online market, well, this is for you.
Yeah, this is a really interesting time for this sector. Vietnam's e-commerce market is going to be huge by 2025. So many businesses worldwide are looking at it.
Absolutely. And all that growth comes with a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But luckily, our experts here at Harley Miller just put out a great article that explains it all.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to be using today as our guide to walk you through everything you need to know.
Yeah.
We'll be covering things like registration taxes, data security, and how Vietnam protects its online shoppers.
Think of it like a roadmap.
Yeah.
To help you figure out the legal side of e-commerce in Vietnam.
Exactly. So let's say you're a business and you're ready to start selling online to Vietnamese customers. What's the very first thing you have to do?
Well, you can't just open up shop online. You have to let the authorities know you're here.
Right.
The first step is registering your e-commerce business with the Ministry of Industry and Trade.
Okay.
It's basically saying, hey, we are here and we're going to follow the rules.
Makes sense. But it's not just like filling out some online form, right? The article mentioned needing specific business licenses, too.
You're right. It really depends on what you're doing. Are you selling, like, physical things or offering services online? The licenses you need depend on what your e-commerce business is doing.
So you really need to know your business plan before you even start registering.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Being organized and having a clear plan from the start will make everything much easier.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you'll also have to choose a legal representative here in Vietnam.
Right, the legal representative. Can you tell us a bit more about that? Why is it so important?
It's key. You need someone here in Vietnam who can be your main contact with the authorities.
Okay.
They'll handle any legal stuff for you and make sure you're following all the regulations.
It sounds like having a local expert is crucial. Someone who really understands how the Vietnamese legal system works.
Exactly. And that's where a firm like Harley Miller can help.
Oh.
We understand these regulations really well, and we can guide businesses through every step from registering to staying compliant.
So you're like a partner helping businesses navigate all of this.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So we've got registration and licensing covered. Now let's talk about something every business owner wants to know. Taxes. What are the main tax things that foreign businesses doing e-commerce in Vietnam need to know?
Just like any country, Vietnam wants to make sure everyone is contributing to the economy.
Right.
The two main taxes you need to know about are value-added tax, or VAT, and corporate income tax, or CIT.
VAT and CIT. Got it. But how does it work for businesses that are outside of Vietnam? Do they still have to pay taxes here?
That's a really good question. And the answer is yes. Even if your business is not in Vietnam, if you're selling to Vietnamese customers, you have to follow Vietnamese tax laws.
Okay.
You need to register with the tax people here, declare what you're earning, and pay taxes the right way.
That makes sense, but I imagine it can get pretty complicated.
It can, especially when you're trying to calculate VAT, figure out your CIT, and keep up with all the Vietnamese tax rules.
So it sounds like expert advice would be really important.
Definitely. It can make the process a lot easier and ensure you're doing everything correctly. And that's one of the things we do really well at Harley Miller.
Right.
Our team can handle everything tax-related for your e-commerce business in Vietnam.
That sounds like you're taking a lot of the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we talked about registration, licensing, and the tax basics. But in today's world, there's another important piece, data. What does Vietnam say about data and cybersecurity when it comes to e-commerce?
You're right. Data is so important these days. And Vietnam is serious about data security, especially when it comes to people's personal information.
Okay.
They have a law called the Law on Cybersecurity.
Right.
And Article 26 of this law says that certain types of data have to be stored in Vietnam.
So you're saying if a foreign business is getting data from Vietnamese customers, they might have to store that data on servers that are actually in Vietnam.
Yes, exactly. This applies to different types of data, like personal info user data and other sensitive information. It's all about protecting the data of Vietnamese citizens and making sure it stays within the country.
So it's not just about having an online shop. It's about having the right setup to handle data securely and follow Vietnamese law.
Exactly. And this goes back to what we talked about before, having a local presence.
Right.
To follow this data rule, you might need an office in Vietnam or at least a legal representative who can manage data storage and security for you.
It adds another layer of complexity, but it makes sense with how important data security is.
It does, and it's something we're very experienced in at Harley Miller. We can help businesses set up their data storage and security to meet all the legal rules in Vietnam.
That's good to know. We've covered a lot, but we can't forget about the most important part, the consumer. How does Vietnam's legal system protect consumers in the e-commerce world?
Consumer protection is at the heart of Vietnam's e-commerce laws. It's not just about protecting businesses, it's about making sure consumers have a safe and fair experience shopping online.
That's good to hear. Can you give us some specific examples of how these laws protect consumers?
Sure. There are decrees that focus on e-commerce, like Decree 502021 NDCP and Decree 852021 NDCP.
Okay.
These decrees set out important rules for businesses operating online.
So it's not just good intentions. There are actual rules to enforce these protections.
Exactly. For example, businesses have to be very clear about what they're selling. That means giving detailed descriptions, pricing, and terms of sale.
So no hiding the small print or being sneaky?
No way. It's about building trust with customers and giving them all the info they need to make good decisions.
So these rules make things more fair for everyone.
That's the goal. These rules help both consumers and businesses. They stop unfair competition and make sure everyone is playing by the same rules, whether they're a local Vietnamese business or a foreign company entering the market.
That's good to hear. We've covered the basics here, talking about registration taxes, data security, and consumer protection. Clearly, Vietnam is serious about e-commerce and has a solid legal framework.
It's all about creating a trustworthy and reliable e-commerce environment in Vietnam.
Right. But let's be real, dealing with all these legal details, especially for a foreign company entering a new market, can be tough.
Yeah.
What are some common challenges that businesses face? And maybe even more importantly, what are the benefits of getting it right?
One of the biggest challenges is keeping up with all the changes. Vietnam's e-commerce world is fast-paced, and laws and regulations are updated a lot to reflect that.
So businesses need to stay informed and adapt.
Exactly. Flexibility is key.
What else should businesses keep in mind?
Language can be a barrier. Many businesses find it hard to understand Vietnamese legal documents and talk to the authorities.
Yeah, that makes sense. And of course, there are cultural differences too.
Absolutely. What's normal in one country might not be okay in Vietnam. Understanding Vietnamese consumers and adjusting your business to fit that is really important.
So it's about being aware of the local context.
Yeah.
We've talked about the hurdles. So what about the positives? What are the good things that come from tackling these challenges and being compliant?
The rewards are huge. First, you get to be a part of a massive and fast-growing market. Vietnam has a lot of people, and many are young, tech-savvy, and love shopping online.
Wow, that's a lot of potential customers.
It is, and compliance is about more than just that. It also builds trust with consumers. When you show them you're following the rules, it makes your brand look good, and people are more likely to buy from you instead of someone who's not doing things right.
It's like a sign that you could be trusted.
Right. And don't forget about the legal protection you get. When you're compliant, you're protecting yourself from legal problems and fines. You're doing things legally, which gives you peace of mind and a solid base to grow your business.
It sounds like the benefits are worth it, but for businesses just starting out, figuring out where to begin can be overwhelming. What advice would you give to someone who wants to enter Vietnam's e-commerce market?
First, do your research.
Okay.
You need to know the rules for your industry and business model. Don't underestimate local knowledge. Getting a legal expert who knows Vietnamese e-commerce law can save you time, money, and headaches later on.
It's like having an experienced guide to lead you.
Exactly. And another crucial thing is data protection.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good data security plan, especially if you're dealing with sensitive user information. Remember, Vietnam has those strict rules about data storage that we talked about.
Right. So investing in secure data systems is a must.
Yes. And on top of that, make sure your customer-facing policies are clear and easy to understand. Terms of service, privacy policies, return policies, and how you handle disputes.
Okay.
This protects your business and builds trust with Vietnamese customers.
It's about being open and honest in everything you do.
Exactly. And lastly, stay updated, subscribe to newsletters, follow legal updates, and be ready to adjust how you do business.
Right.
Vietnam's e-commerce world is constantly evolving, so staying ahead of the game is important.
It's about being informed and adapting. But for businesses feeling a little lost, what resources are there to help them?
There are several organizations in Vietnam that help businesses with e-commerce. One is the Vietnam E-commerce and Digital Economy Agency, or IDA.
Okay.
They offer a ton of resources, information, and guidance on e-commerce rules and best practices.
Sounds helpful. What else is out there?
The Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or VCCI, is another good one. They have training programs, networking events, and support for businesses in Vietnam.
It's like a central hub for business support.
Yeah. And of course, there are legal consulting firms like Holly Miller that specialize in e-commerce law.
Right.
We can provide advice, handle legal paperwork, and guide you through the Vietnamese legal system.
It sounds like there's a lot of support for businesses looking to enter the Vietnamese e-commerce market. Maybe navigating these laws isn't as scary as it seems.
With the right approach support and a commitment to compliance, it can be a smooth and rewarding journey. And the rewards of being a part of Vietnam's e-commerce market are definitely worth it.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic market with a lot to offer businesses that are willing to do things the right way.
Exactly.
So we've talked about registration taxes, data security, and consumer protection. But let's be honest, navigating all these legal details, especially for a foreign business coming into a new market, can feel overwhelming. What are some of the common challenges businesses face? And perhaps more importantly, what are the potential benefits of getting it right?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is simply keeping up with the constant changes. Vietnam's e-commerce sector is dynamic and evolving rapidly, and laws and regulations are frequently updated to reflect these changes.
So it's not a set-it-and-forget-it situation. Businesses need to stay informed and be ready to adapt.
Precisely. Flexibility and a willingness to adapt are key.
What else should businesses be aware of?
Language can be another obstacle. Many foreign businesses find it challenging to understand Vietnamese legal documents and communicate effectively with the authorities.
That makes sense. And of course, there are cultural differences to consider as well.
Absolutely. What might be considered standard practice in one country might not be appropriate in Vietnam.
Right.
Understanding Vietnamese consumer behavior and adapting your business practices accordingly is essential.
It's about being sensitive to the local context.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've outlined some of the hurdles, but what about the upside? What are the rewards for businesses that successfully navigate these challenges and achieve compliance?
The rewards are significant. First and foremost, you gain access to a massive and rapidly growing consumer market. Vietnam has a large population, and many people here are young, tech-savvy, and increasingly comfortable shopping online.
That's a huge potential customer base.
It is. And compliance brings more than just market access. It also builds trust with consumers.
Yeah.
When you demonstrate that you're operating legally and ethically, it enhances your brand reputation and makes Vietnamese consumers more likely to choose your products or services over those who aren't playing by the rules.
It's like a seal of approval, a sign that you can be trusted.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the legal protection you gain by being compliant.
Right.
You're protecting your business from potential legal risks and penalties. You're operating within the boundaries of the law, which gives you peace of mind and a stable foundation for growth.
It sounds like the benefits far outweigh the challenges. But for businesses that are just starting out, knowing where to begin can feel daunting. What practical advice would you give to those looking to enter Vietnam's e-commerce market?
Well, first and foremost, thorough market research is essential.
Okay.
You need to understand the specific regulations that apply to your industry and your business model, and never underestimate the value of local expertise. Engaging a legal consultant who specializes in Vietnamese e-commerce law can save you a lot of time, money, and potential headaches down the road.
It's like having a seasoned guide leading you through the complexities of a new terrain.
That's a great analogy. And another crucial piece of advice is to prioritize data protection.
Okay.
Make sure you have a robust data security strategy in place, especially if you're handling sensitive user information. Remember, Vietnam has those strict data localization requirements we talked about earlier.
Right. So investing in secure data stores and management systems is a must.
Absolutely. And on top of that, don't overlook your consumer-facing policies.
Okay.
Have clear and easy-to-understand terms of service privacy policies, return policies, and dispute resolution mechanisms. This not only protects your business legally, but also builds trust with your Vietnamese customers.
It's about being transparent and fair in all your dealings.
Exactly. And finally, stay informed, subscribe to industry newsletters, follow legal updates, and be prepared to adapt your business practices as needed.
Oh.
Vietnam's e-commerce landscape is constantly evolving, so agility and staying ahead of the curve are essential.
It's all about staying informed and adapting to the changing environment. But for businesses feeling a bit lost, what resources are available to help them on this journey?
There are actually several organizations here in Vietnam dedicated to supporting businesses in the e-commerce sector. One great starting point is the Vietnam E-Commerce and Digital Economy Agency, known as ID.
Okay.
They provide a wealth of resources, information, and guidance on e-commerce regulations and best practices.
They sound like a valuable resource. What other avenues can businesses explore?
The Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or VCCI, is another excellent resource.
Okay.
They offer training programs, networking opportunities, and advocacy support for businesses operating in Vietnam.
It's like a one-stop shop for business support.
That's a great way to put it. And of course, there are also legal consulting firms like Holly Miller that specialize in e-commerce law.
Yeah.
We can provide tailored advice, handle legal documentation, and guide you through the complexities of the Vietnamese legal system.
So there's a whole ecosystem of support available for businesses looking to enter the Vietnamese e-commerce market. It sounds like navigating these laws might be less daunting than it initially seems.
With the right approach, support, and a commitment to compliance, it can be a smooth and rewarding journey. And the potential rewards of tapping into Vietnam's dynamic e-commerce market are definitely worth the effort.
I completely agree. It's a dynamic and exciting market with a lot to offer businesses that are willing to do their homework and play by the rules.
Exactly.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal Investment Insights. We've been exploring Vietnam's laws around cross-border e-commerce, and it's been really interesting uncovering all these details.
Yeah.
But there's still more to talk about.
Definitely. We covered the basics like registration, taxes, data security, and consumer protection. But now let's look ahead. What's coming up for these regulations in the future?
Yeah, because the digital world is always changing. What can businesses expect in the next few years?
Well, Vietnam is really focused on building a strong e-commerce sector, and the government is constantly working to improve the regulations to keep up with this fast-paced industry.
Right.
One area we might see changes is in how taxes are collected for cross-border transactions.
That makes sense. As more and more businesses operate across borders, governments need to adjust how they collect taxes to make sure it's fair and efficient.
Exactly. We can expect them to keep trying to make things easier to understand what businesses need to do, and maybe even use new technology to make taxes more transparent and help businesses follow the rules. It's about finding that sweet spot, encouraging foreign investment, but also making sure everyone contributes to Vietnam's economy.
It sounds like Vietnam is being proactive in creating a tax system that works for both businesses and the government in this new digital world.
Definitely. And another area we expect to see continued focus is data privacy and protection.
Okay.
Vietnam already has those data localization requirements that we talked about, but as global data privacy standards change, Vietnam might update its rules to match international best practices.
So businesses in Vietnam need to keep up with global data privacy trends, not just local ones.
Exactly. We could see stricter rules on collecting, storing, processing, and transferring data, and bigger penalties for data breaches. Staying on top of data privacy is super important for any online business, not just in Vietnam.
That's a good point. So taxes and data privacy are definitely things to watch closely. Are there any other trends you think businesses should be aware of?
It's possible that Vietnam might relax some rules to attract even more foreign investment in e-commerce.
Oh, really? That would be huge. What kind of changes could we see?
It's hard to say for sure, but maybe they'll simplify the licensing process, reduce bureaucracy, or offer incentives for foreign businesses to set up shop in Vietnam. It's all about making it more attractive for foreign companies to come and help Vietnam's economy grow.
It sounds like Vietnam really wants to be a major player in global e-commerce.
Absolutely. And one more thing to watch for is the possibility of Vietnam's e-commerce regulations becoming more aligned with regional and international standards. As cross-border e-commerce grows, there's a bigger need for everyone to be on the same page of rules. That would make trade easier and simplify things for businesses working across different countries.
So maybe one day doing business in Vietnam's e-commerce market will be even smoother and more connected to the global market.
That seems to be where things are going. Of course, predicting the future of laws is never easy. But based on what we're seeing now, these are some key things we can expect in the next few years.
It sounds like exciting times for e-commerce in Vietnam. But with all these changes, it could be tempt for businesses to keep up. What's your advice for businesses trying to navigate this?
The key is to stay informed and be proactive. Businesses should watch for changes in the rules, connect with industry groups, and get advice from legal experts. This will help them stay compliant and take advantage of the opportunities in Vietnam's e-commerce market.
It's like having a compass and a map to guide you through a new place.
Exactly. And speaking of guidance firms like Harley Miller, with our expertise in Vietnamese e-commerce law, are here to help. We can help businesses understand the latest regulations, see potential challenges coming, and develop strategies to succeed in this dynamic market.
So even though things are changing, businesses don't have to figure it all out alone.
That's right. We're here to support them every step of the way.
Welcome back to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We've been on this journey exploring Vietnam's cross-border e-commerce laws, and it's been really eye-opening.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, from registration and taxes to data security and consumer protection.
Right. It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But now let's try to sum it all up. What are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, the big message is compliance is key. Vietnam has these laws in place for a reason. They want a fair, transparent, and safe online market for everyone.
Yeah.
So trying to avoid the rules or cut corners just won't work in the long run.
You can't just wing it. So what are the specific things businesses really need to focus on?
Let's start with the basics: registration and licensing.
Okay.
You absolutely have to make sure you're legally allowed to operate in Vietnam.
Right.
And remember, choosing a legal representative here isn't optional. It's a must.
It's like having a local expert who can guide you through the legal system.
Exactly. And another crucial thing is taxes.
Right.
Even if your business is outside of Vietnam, if you're selling to Vietnamese customers, you need to pay taxes here.
Okay.
Get familiar with BNCIT and think about working with a tax expert to make sure you're doing everything right.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly. And in this digital age, data security is super important. Vietnam has those data localization rules we talked about.
Right.
So make sure your data storage and security practices meet those standards, invest in good cybersecurity, and stay updated on data privacy regulations both in Vietnam and globally.
It's not just about following the law. It's about showing your customers that you care about their data.
Definitely. And lastly, never forget about consumer protection. Transparency and fairness are so important.
Absolutely.
Make sure your policies are clear and easy to understand for things like product details, pricing returns, refunds, how you handle disputes.
Right.
This not only helps you comply with the law, but also builds trust with your customers.
It's about creating a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. If businesses understand and follow these key things, they're setting themselves up for success in Vietnam's e-commerce market.
It sounds like navigating these regulations takes planning attention to detail and a willingness to adapt.
It does.
But with the right support and a commitment to doing things the right way, the payoff could be huge.
Definitely. Vietnam's e-commerce world is full of potential. And for those who are willing to put in the effort, the opportunities are endless.
And for those who need help, remember that firms like Harley Miller Law Firm specialize in this area. We can help you figure out the complexities of Vietnam's legal system and make sure you're ready to succeed in this exciting market.
You can find our contact info on our website at hmlf.vn. We're always happy to answer questions and help you understand Vietnamese e-commerce law.
So whether you're already doing business online or just starting out, remember that understanding and respecting Vietnam's laws is essential for unlocking the potential of this dynamic market. That's it for our deep dive into Vietnam's cross-border e-commerce laws. Thanks for joining us on Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We'll be back soon with more insights into Vietnam's legal and business world. Until then, stay informed, stay compliant, and stay ahead of the game.